Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 421. Today, I'd like to address the question that I see many people asking is it possible to build a team in 2024? I see people saying it's a thing of the past, team building is dead. When I look at what I see some of the companies doing in our space, is they're changing their compensation plans, they're changing their marketing, they're starting to promote the idea. You don't have to grow a team here and you can still make money. A couple of episodes ago, we talked about the trend towards people selling multiple products. And listen, there's nothing wrong with all of this, but I think something dangerous is happening. And I think the dangerous thing that's happening is people are starting to believe that building a team is not something important for them to do. And I also think it's important for us to understand where all this is coming from. It's coming from the fact that building a team is hard. And listen, it's always been hard, but we got a little kind of mixed up over the last couple of years because during COVID, it wasn't hard at all. And a lot of you grew teams during that period of time. A lot of you started your businesses during that period of time. And then what's happened over the last 12 to 18 months is it's gotten hard. And it's gotten harder than it's been for a very long time because of the economy and because of all the stuff that have been happening. But it doesn't mean that there isn't an opportunity. And it doesn't mean that you should do it. You know, in the beginning of this year, in January, I did a workshop. And in this workshop, I talked about the great divide that I saw coming in this space. I'm beginning to see it happen right before my eyes. And the great divide is really this widening of the gap between the haves and the have-nots. And my prediction was that there was going to be an even greater percentage of people who were going to struggle in this space. And they were going to just start kind of, you know, looking and grasping for straws and looking for different things to do as a way to try to save a sinking ship. But then there would be a small percentage of people who would prosper. And I'm seeing this right now in our business. I'm talking to leaders today that we work with that are telling me that they are seeing more growth in their business today than they have in a very long time. And when I look at the difference, here's the one common denominator in almost every flourishing, growing business is they're building a team. There is a consistent, steady stream of new people coming into their business, and that's what's giving them new life. And so let's talk about this. Let's kind of unpack this. Why is it so much harder to build a team? I'm going to give you two really practical reasons, but then I also want to make an argument here. And I'd like to start the episode out today by saying this. If you're listening to this show and if you're following me, it's probably because you are the type of person where you feel called on some level to the work that you do. You truly view what you do as something bigger than just making a paycheck. And if that's true, here's where I want to maybe give you a little bit of a different perspective to look at building a team. If you want to change people's lives through your products and you believe that you can, then you have a moral obligation to learn how to build a team. Because the truth of the matter is this, is what a team can give you is leverage. And what that means is there is a multiplying effect to the impact that you can create. You will change exponentially more lives through your products by building a team than you ever could on your own. And look, if you feel like God is calling you to serve in your business and to help people, then that means you need to embrace the hard truth, which is you're going to have to be better in this area. You know, and if we look at a team through that lens and not just the lens of it can help me hit a rank and it can help me get a check where we're only thinking about ourselves, but we also think about the transformation that we can create through a team, that comes with a little bit more responsibility. So I'm going to assume if you're listening to this today, you still do want to grow a team. You just got to figure out how. So let's see if we can give you that direction. Let's see if we can give you that support. See, the truth of the matter is this. The opportunity that exists today is so much greater for you to build an organization than it, for many of you, it's ever been in your career. It's not the fake growth that most of you experienced during COVID that fell apart the second things started to get hard and people weren't willing to do the work. See, the truth of the matter is this, is that during down economic times, traditionally, this profession will thrive because you have access to a quality person, a level of motivated person, a leader that under normal circumstances, you would not get their attention. Because of economic uncertainty, because of all of the stuff that's going on, people are looking, they are open. And so the opportunity is that you, over the next year or two, could sponsor a handful of people that become the foundation for you building growth in your business for the next 10 to 15 years. And so for that reason alone, that's why you got to do it. But the other part is this, since it is hard and there are so many people not doing it anymore, then all that means is that there is less competition for you. And if you can increase your skill set, because that's one of the big arguments that I'm going to make, is that you're not building a team because you're not skilled enough to do it. If you can lean into increasing your skill set and elevating your mindset and belief, there is very little competition for you today. And so let's see if we can help you down that path. Here's the first thing I want you to acknowledge. You sell a number of different products in your business. The products that you sell are your products or services. If you're in a party plan model, asking somebody to host a party is a product that you sell. And somebody joining your team, the opportunity is also a product that you sell. And so if we think about, let's just take growing a team and sponsoring and recruiting, when we're sharing our business with someone, it's a sales conversation. Now, once we acknowledge that to be true, we then must start to realize the rules of selling. Every buying decision is value-based, not price-based. We think people buy based off of price. They don't. Price is what you pay. Value is what you think you will get. And when someone believes that what they will get from a purchase exceeds the price that they have to pay, that's when they say yes. So let's apply this to your business. The reason why you're still successful on some level selling your products is because it does not take a lot of skill to justify the value of an $8 lip liner or a $5 set of earrings or a $30 moisturizer. Even a $100 shake or nutritional product, yes, it's more, but the truth of the matter is if you have somebody that's looking and wanting, it doesn't take a lot of skill to get them to buy. But when it comes to your team, it's very different. This is a much bigger sale. Hey, Bob here, and I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program. So let's break this down. Well, you might be thinking, well, what's the price of somebody joining my business? Well, it's not just the financial amount that they would need to pay. Now, for some of you, that's minimal. I know some people, it's free to join your team. It might be $29, $49, $99. For some of you, it might be a little bit more expensive. But when people are evaluating the price of your business, that's the least of the things that they're considering. See, the actual dollar amount they need to spend to join is the smallest driver of price. let's talk about all the other things that actually make up price. Well, here's what your prospects are really going to be looking at. They're going to be assessing the amount of time, the amount of energy, and the effort that they will have to put forth in order to be successful. Because why would I join your business? Why would I join your team if I didn't think that I would actually get something out of it? That's the value. So what I'm getting out of it really only comes as a byproduct of my time and energy and effort, right? So are you following this so far? And so let's talk about time. Well, most people are already busy, at least the people that you want to recruit. Successful people, networked, influential people, they're busy, right? They've got jobs or careers, they've got family, children, they've got lots of things going on in their life. And so that's a very real driver of price, is you're offering me an opportunity and I'm looking at my already busy life and I'm wondering, do I even have the time to take on anything else? So that's driving up the price. And then there's the amount of energy and effort. And so when I talk about energy and effort, what people are going to evaluate is they're going to evaluate the things that they think they would need to do to make it work. Now, where do you think they're going to be basing their decision on in this part? It's going to be based off of what you did to them. And here's where many of you are running into a problem, is you are too transactional in the way you are growing your business, and you are posting all the time about your products and your before and afters, and it's like you're an infomercial for your company. And the people that you really want to recruit, the ones that are established, right? We call them A players, or just really good people that have spent a lot of time and effort nurturing and growing relationships. Isn't that the ideal recruit for your business, right? Somebody that has great relationships that people trust and they know and they love. Well, if you go and you look at their social media today, I bet you they're not influencers. And I bet you they're not posting all day long about these products that they're trying to sell. You want to know what they're using social media for? What it was originally intended to be for: relationships, community, and adding value. And so they see what you're doing on social media, and here's one of the thoughts they have. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be an infomercial for a product. So the cost, like, you're part of what drives the price up in their eyes. And then they look at the way that you talk to them, and you're transactional in the way that you do that, right? We have a tendency to push and we come across a little too salesy because we're leading with product. And all of this stuff, by the way, can you start to see how we're starting to stack up the price? And then the final piece is this: fear. And I would say this might be the biggest driver of price. So when it comes to fear, there are three primary fears that people will be, and most people are not even consciously going through this. This is just something that subconsciously they're going through their mind. There's the fear of failure. What if I try it and it doesn't work? You know, a lot of people, or most of the people you're going to talk to, they've never done anything like this before. And so they're genuinely afraid of failing. People don't like to fail. We want to feel safe and we want to feel comfortable. And so the idea of the uncertainty of doing things we've never done and putting ourselves out there, that's really scary. There's the fear of other people's opinions. Now, I will tell you, for a professional type person or somebody that is of higher stature in their community, this is a big one. You know, most people do not look favorably on what we do. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I mean, look, they look down on what we do because of the transactional ways that most people are taught to build their business. But I remember I dealt with this as a professional person. First thing that came to my mind was, well, what are my family and friends going to think of me for doing one of those things? And so this is also the reason why the way that you talk to people is so critical. You know how you change people's perception of what we do? You don't do what most people do. You find an approach to your business, to conversations and content, that feels more authentic and is aligned with your values of wanting to serve people, not just push a product down their throat. And so if you're doing that, right, and this is why we believe that Love, Serve, Grow is so important, now all of a sudden that price is being reduced in the eyes of the person you're talking to, because they're looking at the way that you're showing up in the world and they're getting value from your content and they got value from your conversation and they're thinking, man, I would love to make other people feel the way that you've made me feel. And so now the price is actually is being driven down just by the style and approach to your business. And then the final fear is you. Nobody wants to admit this, But if you've been a little pushy, you know, if you've created not great experiences for people, here's the first thing they're going to think about is, I don't want to put my people in front of you. You know, they're going to be looking at you. Do you believe in what you're offering? Do you have confidence? Like, do I really believe that if I put someone in front of you, that I'm going to feel comfortable that you're going to represent me in the way that I want to be represented? And listen, every one of you is capable of being this and doing this. But these are all of the things that are stacking up the price. And so here's your challenge. The price is up here, and the level of selling that you're selling at, your skill for communicating value is here. Here's how you sell your business. Hey girl, you'd be great at what I do. Have you ever thought about being a consultant? You'd be great, blah, blah, blah. We have the best comp plan, right? It's all product, it's pushing, it's pressure, and it doesn't work. You wanna know, the only people that it works with are people that are looking for a quick buck and easy money. Not the kind of people that you actually want. And then the other thing you do is this, you make it seem easier. Oh, it's no problem. Make money from your phone. I'll do all the work. And you think that that's making it seem more valuable to the people you want, but it's not. Here's what it's doing. Is there such a thing as perceived value? And so you tell me it's easy and it's not a lot of work. If I'm worth anything, I automatically discount it. I'm like, it can't be that good then. And not for nothing. You tell me it's easy and it's not that hard. I trust you less. And so do you see that this is the gap? $8 product, join your business, do the work. But this gap is your opportunity. Because if you can learn how to close that gap by elevating your skill level, and you can really paint a picture in people's minds to get them starting to see your business as a potential solution to the problem and a gateway to something bigger in their life that they've always wanted, more money, more opportunity, time, purpose, meaning. You need to really be big and bold in terms of sharing what you have with people. This is how you get their attention. You make it about them, their problems, their needs, not your compensation plan and not your great thing. And so that's the practical skill side of things. And quite frankly, most people just aren't willing to do the work. They're not willing to acquire the skills, to do the work, to be able to get better. The final piece is this though. It's not just skills. It's also the way you think. There's an aspect of belief here. You know, and it's like belief is not black and white. It's not that you either believe or you don't. There are different degrees of belief. And when I look at the way that you believe in your business, here's what it looks like for most of you. You're passionate and you're convicted when you talk about your products, and that comes across, and that's why people buy from you, because you believe in your products. And you know that if you get that product in someone's hands, that it will change their life. You have confidence in that because you've seen proof. You are the proof in many cases. But when it comes to your business and it comes to you sharing that piece, that product, you lack the confidence, you lack the conviction, and you lack the excitement because you don't believe in yourself. And here's where this is coming from. It's coming partially because you're attaching yourself to the failures of other people and your inability to create the results that you want. But it's also actually coming from a lack of systems when someone joins your team. Like, part of your thing is because you don't have clear systems and processes where you can get someone started, get them results as a customer, upgrade them to your team, get them launched with your team, seeing quick results. Like, there's no really systems there. And so it's all on your shoulders. And so you're like overthinking it because you're like, oh my God, like if they join, it's all about me. I got to show them how to do it. And when you've got the systems in place that you know work and you've got the processes that will deliver the results. See, that's really what a transformational business is a transformational business. You spend as much, if not more time fixing your actual business so that, you know, man, if I find somebody that has a need and they're looking and I put them into the system, it will work. And then all of a sudden, when it's not just about you, your job to create the results, guess what happens? You feel more confident. And that's the final piece that's missing for you. Look, team building is not dead. Anybody that tells you it is probably trying to sell you MRR, or they're trying to get you to join their downline to sell a second product. So let's just keep it real. Team building is not dead. There is a greater opportunity for you to build a team today than there has ever been in most of your careers. But in order for you to take advantage of it, you have to step up your mindset and you have to step up your skill set. And if you do, you can put your business in a position to win big time. So that's the episode for today. Thanks for hanging out with me as always. I hope you got some value in this episode. If you did, do me a favor, share it with somebody that you think it could help. So take care.